WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Rescuers have been busy in Texas, pulling hundreds of people from flooded roads and homes. Authorities say a four-year-old boy was swept away in the Fort Worth area. In Houston, KHOU-TV reporter Katira Winfrey says several schools are closed tomorrow because of the weather.
People who live here are just about surrounded and fear what a new heavy downpour will mean.
It's very scary. I'm threatened every time this water comes up.
Timothy Douglas's trailer sits at the end of the San Jacinto River. His home is safe now, but he's been keeping watch.
A deadly crash involving 24 people closed down a highway for several hours northeast of Baltimore. CBS News Baltimore reporter Tara Lynch has that.
State police say the party bus crashed around 6 o'clock, closing down I-95 North for hours. The bus was carrying 24 people, according to police, and one person died at the scene. The Joppa Magnolia Volunteer Fire Company posted on social media that the other 23 passengers were transported to Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center, several in serious condition. The highway reopened just before 1 p.m., according to state police.
The Associated Press is reporting tonight that ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas have broken down. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll resist international pressure to end the war in Gaza. The BBC's Frank Gardner is following the talks from Jerusalem.
Hamas are very reluctant, very unwilling to sign up to a deal to give up their key bargaining chip, the hostages, only to find themselves coming under full-scale assault. And the Israeli government's made no secret of the fact that it wants to continue this war once it gets its hostages back. So that's, you know, not much of an incentive for Hamas there.
Protests are still underway over the war back here on college campuses. Northwestern University says commencement ended peacefully at Fenway Park in Boston. But CBS's Chanel Call says police have made more arrests this weekend at protests at several colleges.
Saturday, police arrested nearly 70 people at Chicago's Art Institute. And at the University of Virginia, police there sprayed a chemical irritant to help arrest roughly 25 protesters and tore down tents.
Police have made about 2,500 arrests at about 50 campuses since protests began. Relatives have now identified the bodies of two Australians and an American shot dead in a suspected robbery during a surfing trip in Mexico. The victims were found with bullet wounds to their heads. The pickup truck they were riding in was found burned nearby. Three people, two men and a woman, have now been arrested. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Maxing Heavy. On Sundays at 10 p.m. till midnight, we get heavy. I'm Emshell, and I'll be playing all original Wisconsin punk, hard rock, and metal music. We just heard a double dip from Conniption with their songs Relentless Tides and State of Sin. Fun fact, there is an official State of Sin music video out. Also, fun fact, that's how I met their band. I'm actually in the music video, but I can't tell you what happens because spoilers. So check it out for yourself on YouTube. Conniption also has a show coming up on May 10th at Rally Point in Oconomowoc, one of the newest Wisconsin music venues with top-notch production. And it's attached to Steel Tank Brewery, which has great food and beer. So check out that venue when you can. We still have a great lineup of local music ahead, like Abaddon's End. This is their song, Aspire.
Have you suffered your dignity?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stay away.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Emshel, your host for Maxing Heavy. Thank you for letting me fill your speakers with original Wisconsin music. We just heard Blame It on Kane's song, Stay. Max Inc. is made possible by wonderful local businesses like Lazy Oaf Lounge. I used to live right by the Oaf, and I can't say enough great things about the place. Their food, their live music, the karaoke, the trivia, all on Stoughton Road in Madison. Check out more at LazyOafLounge.com. And a big thank you to Herbal Aspect. Now three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or buy online at HerbalAspect.com. Now back to more music. Coming right up are more Andrew David Weber tunes and part two to our chat right after we play When Implied, Above the Ground.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes. But I don't care, cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in my. Specimen, but you are no great scientist. My house is not a petri dish. Examine something else. I don't care to tell you everything, for you are no great therapist. I have had quite enough of this. Go counsel someone else. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. My forehead is hot to the touch, and I have not been sleeping much, but you are no great doctor. I'll be seeing someone else. I've had my run-ins with the law, but you'll never be my one phone. Judge, but if you must go judge yourself, I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. I'll again in your eyes. But I don't care, cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in mine. And I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, crawl and crawl. If I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. If I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl.
Hey all, and welcome back from that musical intermission. Did you like it? If you didn't, then you don't like good music. I'm your host, M. Shell, and this is Maxing Heavy. Andrew David Weber is my featured guest tonight, and we are wrapping up our conversation about resources available to musicians and other exciting things.
Back to some of your projects. What do you have planned for this year? Do you have any exciting plans or shows coming up?
So I did mention that we're going to tour in June. So that's Andrew David Weber Band, but my band Part-Time Problems, that's the Nevada St. Louis one, we're going to play Forest Fest in Morris, Illinois on June 1st, which if you've never been to that festival, I'd suggest anybody who even is like in the tri-state area would go check that out, because Forest Fest in Morris is amazing. So that's like the thing I'm most excited about for like the whole year. Oh, I'm working on a new album, a new solo album called Expel It. It's the first one that I've actually made in my own studio. I've been putting together a studio over the past couple of years just at my house, and I didn't want to put anything out under that studio until it could, you know, be played right alongside the stuff I made at all these great professional studios like Cherry Pit and Hamtone Audio, Beyond Audio. Like, Wisconsin's got all these amazing studios. Basically, I've been, you know, afraid to put out my own self-produced stuff until I felt like it was on par with that. And Expel It, I think I got there. I think I'm, you know, right on that cusp of like, oh, this could have been made in a professional studio. Yeah, so working on Expel It, and that one I'm gonna master that and put it to vinyl, do everything myself on that one. So I'm kind of really excited about this, because it'll either be a huge flop or it'll be successful, and I'll feel really, really gratified. I don't know.
Hey, it's all about how you feel about it too. Like, if you feel like that was successful, or even if it was just something that you needed to complete, that's what it's about. Anything else is just cherries on top.
With this record in particular, every time I hear the piano parts, I'm like, man, that's like my whole heart and soul in there. So I hope people can jam with it the way that I can. Like, it's interesting. Every now and then I'll put out a piece of music where I'm like, man, I would listen to this. Like, I think it's weird when artists like pretend they don't listen to their own music, because it's like, why are you making it?
Right. Yeah, if you don't want to listen to it, then your fans probably won't either.
Right. So with this record, I've just been just making stuff that like I can absolutely jam to. Like, if I just throw it on, I'm like, yeah, I dig it.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Do you have a release date in mind?
So with how vinyl's been and everything, because I definitely want to put this one out on vinyl, I just launched a pre-order for it on my website, which is andrewdavidweber.com. But I'm hoping to get this one out probably by fall of this year. I got some good vinyl people, so I think I can make it happen. But I also don't want to overextend myself and make everything a rush job, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely important, too.
Yeah, fall or even winter would be cool, because then people, you know, when the seasonal depression kicks back in, maybe they'll have these absolute bangers to jam to.
Yeah, when there's not so many things to go out and do, you're cooped up at home because you have 5 hours of sunlight and warmth. Awesome. Well, definitely keep me posted about that. For your music, for your original music, are any of your other bands on, say, Apple Music, Spotify? Like, where can we find your projects and stay in touch with you?
So I'm a big proponent of Bandcamp. I've mentioned them earlier. I love Bandcamp because, you know, like, it's, or artist to consumer, that relationship is closed. You know, there's less of a gap, I feel like. But truth be told, we really need Spotify listeners, like on all of these projects. So Andrew David Weber is on Spotify, Whiskey of the Damned is on Spotify, Part-Time Problems is on Spotify, American Progress, and I already forgot, you know, what I named. But hopefully I got them all. They are all on Spotify, and the reason I single out Spotify, even though like people are mad, they don't like, you know, oh, Spotify doesn't pay artists. Right now what I'm noticing in the shift of like promoters and venues, Spotify is one of the biggest and sometimes the only impression that those venues are getting of artists. So upping those Spotify monthly listeners is becoming a very important thing, as much as all of us who put our heart and souls into our music and don't want to sell it for 0.0003 cents or whatever may not like it. I'm starting to realize that. So if you guys can help me out and hit me up on Spotify. I would super appreciate that.
Absolutely. I've been on and off about Spotify, you know, and I see both sides. Spotify, it's not your like main campaign. You shouldn't put all your eggs in the one basket, but it's definitely supplemental, and it definitely, you know, might not make you money, but you're absolutely right. That's what venues look at. That's what like the professional world of the music industry will take that into consideration. It's just kind of like the honest, hard truth about where the trends have gone in the music market.
So the way that I figured that out is like, you know, everybody was A and B-ing all these streaming platforms and saying, oh, well, Apple and Amazon pay artists more, so we should, if we're going to stream, we should use those. And that's fine and dandy and all, and I love it. So I was just promoting my Apple for a really long time. And I had a pretty good, you know, steady stream of listeners on the Apple Music. And then I would pitch that, you know, when I would be talking to somebody about a gig, and like, pretty much every time they'd be like, no, dude, you need to get Spotify up because it's the world's largest streaming platform and it's the most accessible to everybody. You need to maintain that Spotify. And I was like, man, you're probably right.
And it's got a lot of resources for artists. You know, the more I dive into the sync and streaming world, it's like there's a lot of stuff out there for artists to be able to expand their followers.
Yeah. Well, and by the time we learn it all, it'll all change again.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something that I've definitely figured out.
Yep. That's the, anything that's technology and, you know, the digital world will always keep us on our toes, you know, and social media is up there with all of that. So, well, thank you so much. This has been absolutely wonderful. You have such priceless insight on the local scene and being a independent artist that is, in my opinion, very successful, very talented. You know, it's always a wonder to work with you, and you are always genuine, and every show I've seen has been just an absolutely fantastic performance. So I appreciate what you're doing out there.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I will let you go, and we will chat next time. Thank you so much for being on Max Inc. Heavy today.
Thank you again for having me.
Stick around, everybody. I've got more Andrew David Weber music on the way and more original punk, hard rock, and metal on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Out there, do they treat you fair, and do you even care? Hey. is your life now? Since I walked out, since I walked out, angel, how is your life now? Since I walked out and since you had me down. Cold and gray, your longing fits descriptions of the day. Scared of all the things out there, all the things out there. Angel, do you still get scared of all the things out there? And do you need me there? I want you to be free of all that does oppress you. I want you to be free of all that does regress you. Makes you so cold. Descriptions of the dead folding wings. This Saturday describes it all to me. This Saturday is Battleship Parade. This Saturday, this Saturday, this Saturday is Battleship Parade. This Saturday, this Saturday.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Big thanks to Andrew for all of his wonderful insights. That was his song, Battleship Gray, and of course, Crawl before that. Did you enjoy the show? I hope our chat was helpful to some of you local artists out there. Let us know and text us at 844-96-PARTY or text us directly through the Civic Media app. Don't forget, you can check out old podcasts with interviews from Apex Aura, Would You Kindly, Irish Sunglasses, and you can even stream podcasts on Spotify. Find out more on maxincradio.com. Black Lady Jane is up next, Faster, 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 and Eddie 8 Dynamite after that to close out the night. I'm Emshell, and thank you for listening to Maxing Heavy on Civic Media. We our local music.
information. Don't need no permission. Got yourself an old for me. Regrets will set me free. Thought your mind I did wrong. Got so weak now I'm strong. Got no power in my world. Need more than that little girl.
Folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
She's always there.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You won't want to miss this. Wisconsin Arts West kicks off its 45th year. The exhibition showcases artists and students with a diverse range of talents and creativity. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Running May 7th through the 20th at L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Eau Claire Street in Eau Claire. If food is more your fancy, Food Truck Fridays are back. Starting Friday, May 10th, head over to the Chippewa Valley Mazda parking lot in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find all kinds of trucks offering all types of delicious goodness. Get lunch from 11 to 2 every Friday through September. And it's a doubleheader of action on four wheels at the Spring Thaw Derby Brawl. Catch two games of hard-hitting roller derby action on Saturday, May 11th. It starts at 3 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. Enjoy! And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.